Baby, why are you still awake? You can't sleep.
Oh, poor boy.
What? Seriously? You are too old for a bedtime story. Oh, you want to pretend to be my innocent little teenage boy? All right, all right. Mommy's going to tell you a story so my good boy can properly fall asleep. Okay. How about the story of the scared little meerkat looking for his mommy? You will like it, I promise. But you have to play along. Do you promise? What fun is it if the meerkat doesn't look for his mommy? Is my boy gonna look for his mommy real hard? Yes, I know you will. No. Don't get all excited yet. I haven't even started. You know, the meerkat is very scared at first and laying down. We don't want it standing up just yet, okay, baby? Yes, relax, get naked, and lie flat on your back. Good boy. Oh, I like it when you get naked for mommy. Once upon a time, there was a little meerkat, and his name was Oliver. Like all meerkats, he was very, very cute and soft. He loved to play all day and enjoy the sun. Oliver was a very curious young fellow. He loved to explore everything around him and make new friends. But one day, our poor little meerkat lost his mommy. He was alone and scared because he was never been alone before. Oliver had been walking for hours looking for her, and now he was desperate. Do you know what he cried? Yes, that's right. Mommy, is what he cried out, but his mother didn't hear him. The sun rose higher, and the wind felt really hot on his body. Just like my breath on your penis. And the meerkat stood up real straight so he could peek over the tall prairie grass. Good job playing that erect meerkat, son. Standing like this, Oliver was taller than the grass, and he was erect as he could be. He was very smart, you know. He knew that if he ever wanted to have his beautiful mommy back, he would have to stand taller than ever before in his meerkat life. Oliver was trying so hard to stand up that he did not pay attention to what was going on at his feet. Yes, I know this always tickles, but stay still. There was a big constrictor snake at his feet. At first, he liked the feeling of the snake brushing up against him. It felt good not to be alone, so he stood really straight and still, even as the evil snake started to slowly, oh, so slowly, wrap around his slim body. Just like this. The big, strong snake wrapped itself around the meerkat and slowly squeezed and squeezed till the poor little thing couldn't breathe. The meerkat's head turned all purple, and he tried to shout out for his mommy to help him, but his mother wasn't here. So he struggled to shake the snake off. Now buck your hips as hard as you can. Come on. Oh, good boy. But the snake twisted and turned and jerked up and down like this. Yes, buck those hips and show me how the meerkat tried to shake the snake off of him. And just when the meerkat started drooling some warm spit, the snake suddenly let go and disappeared into the tall grass, leaving Oliver throbbing and panting after all this excitement. After a while, he was over the shock and he remembered he needed to keep looking for his mommy. Standing up straight in the warm prairie wind. Looking and looking, shouting for his mommy. And again, he did not pay attention when suddenly, very slowly, a big, warm, wet snail slid towards the unsuspecting boy. Yes, baby, slowly. Very slowly, just like my tongue sliding across your thigh towards your nutsack. Hold still and be a good boy. Aw, stay still. The snail can't go any faster. And the snail touched the tall little meerkat's feet. Did Oliver like the feeling? Yes, of course he did. It was so warm and soft and wet. So he tried to stand up real straight as the snail slowly, oh so slowly, went up to his head. And when the snail was at the top of the meerkat's head, it wiggled around like this. Oliver liked it so much that he started jumping up and down. Yes, baby, just like this. But after a while, the snail had to say goodbye and slowly went down the meerkat's back. Very slowly, left him alone. Oliver felt really sad now because he was all alone again. But then he remembered that meerkats hide in little caves they burrow. He was a smart boy, and he knew he just needed to look for the right cave, and he'd find his mother. Now wait for a second for Mommy to get naked, so Oliver can go exploring. Here we go. Let me lie down like this, and you kneel just like this. Exactly. Yep, now your penis is near my breasts. Or, what do you boys say? Tits? Knockers? Boobs? Jugs? Oh, don't blush. It's okay to say it. Does Mommy have huge tits? Yes, exactly. These are really, really big boobs. And you're so cute when you try to say dirty words, baby. I know. They are soft and warm, and look how they jiggle. I grew just like this when you were born. Yes, for you. Okay, I'm ready now. Are you ready to continue the story? Good. Oliver did not want to be found by another snake, so he started crawling. He crossed the two beautiful round mountains with a warm valley in between. There was even a little creek flowing between the mountains, and he decided to skinny dip in it. Oliver swam up and down and up and down that valley, feeling the warm, beautiful mountains to either side. Sometimes the valley was so deep and the mountains were so big that even the birds couldn't see him when they looked at him. Can you see your penis when I push my tits together? Well, where did it go? Did Mommy steal your penis? And here he is. Did he like it between the mountains? Then let's hide him again, deep inside the valley of Mommy's huge, soft tits. Good boy. You keep swimming up and down, just like that little meerkat did in the story. He liked it in the valley. But he remembered he needed to find his mommy. So he went up the hill, up north. Yes, that's my face, baby. Slide your penis towards mommy's mouth. There he found a hole and he peeked inside. It felt warm and nice. And there was water inside. And a snail who started to caress his body. Trying to get deeper and deeper, he pushed his head further inside. Oh, but no matter how deep he looked, his mother wasn't in this cave. So he went back to the mountain valley, swimming just a couple strokes between the mountains in a little creek. Exactly. Just like this. Yes, up and down. Do you want to push mommy's tits together now? Yes, they're so heavy, aren't they? Go ahead. You can grab them real firm. Oh, no. It doesn't hurt. You can even pinch my erect nipples. Yes. Oh, they stand up like little fingertips on mommy's big areolas. Oh, do you think they're beautiful? Oh, thank you, my dear. South of the valley, there was a large plain. Oliver kept walking until he saw a tiny little hole his head barely fit in. That tickles in my belly button.
That's too little. My meerkat mom can't be in here, he thought to himself.
So he pulled his head back out and went south. South and south until he reached a huge cliff. Oliver was very brave, and though he was scared, he slowly climbed down the slippery walls of the cliff. Now kneel between mommy's spread legs. Good boy. Then suddenly, he felt like he found the entrance to a warm cave. It smelled wonderful, and he could not help but touch it with his soft lips and taste it with his eager tongue. Oliver licked the soft, warm walls of the cliff when suddenly he felt the cave getting wetter. He couldn't believe his eyes when it slowly became very soft, as if to invite him in. The little meerkat was sure this is where he would find his mother. So he made himself really, really tall and pushed his head inside the wet cave. It was very, very slippery and hot and tight. Oliver's heart was beating like crazy in his little chest. He was so overwhelmed, but the brave boy kept going. Harder and deeper, he pushed down the cave. Deeper. Yes, really deep. Just like this. That's what Oliver did. He pushed his strong body into the tight cave, the warm, wet walls touching and squeezing him. Oh, he was a tall little meerkat, so he could look really, really deep into the cave. When suddenly he heard his mommy call for her brave little explorer. She was at the bottom of the cave where he couldn't reach her. She was so relieved because she had been crying too. She loved her boy and missed him so much. Oliver was so close and he wanted to kiss her. So he pushed and pushed as hard as he could. He was stretching so he'd be extra tall. Oh, Oliver, I'm down here. At least blow me a kiss. Push yourself deeper. If you pump real hard, my sweet boy, a miracle will happen, and it will feel like a rainbow volcano. Trust me, she shouted. Of course, our brave little meerkat did not know what mommy meant, but he pushed, and he pushed, and he pumped, and he pumped into the cave. Oh, yes, like this. Harder, harder, and deeper, till suddenly he felt a strange, overwhelming feeling rise up in his body. Oliver felt like he was about to sneeze a rainbow. The feeling was rising in his body. Oh, can you feel that too, baby? Yes. Yes, that's exactly what Oliver felt. So close to the miracle now. Ah, so close. Can you feel it coming? Oh, rising from your balls to your cock. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you have a cock now. You are a big boy. Don't be scared. Don't fight it. Ah, oh, let it happen. Oh, just keep pumping. Mommy's wet cunt. Oh, God, yes. Yes, when my vagina gets fucked like this, it's a cunt. Oh, God, look at my tits. Oh, look at how these heavy knockers jiggle on Mommy's chest because you're pumping me so hard. You made them sexy huge, and now you make them move so sexy. Oh. Oliver's mother looked up at her cute little boy. She was so beautiful. She was barely able to speak because she couldn't believe her eyes. She stared at him and moaned. Oh, I could tell you were close. I trust in you. Let the miracle happen and squirt a rainbow over my hungry body. Oh, drown me so I can swim out of this cave. She kept pleading. Shoot me with all colors. Set all those feelings free. You can do it. Give me all your feelings and squirt the rainbow out. Oliver did as Mommy said and pumped harder, and suddenly the miracle overtook him. He started shaking. Oh, he lost all control, and he felt all these feelings gush out of him and onto his mommy. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, holy fuck. You were doing it, son. Oh, God, you were squirting my horny fucking cunt. Oh, you motherfucker. Oh, you were giving me all these miracle rainbow feelings. Oh, oh my God. Oh my God, my own son shooting his first load into his mother's cunt. Oh, oh, I'm fucking coming on your fairy tale dick, my son. Oh, I'm grabbing your tight ass cheeks and fucking myself on your squirting cock. Oh, oh, oh my fucking God. Oh, God. Ah, maybe I go to hell for this. Ah, but right now, I'm in heaven. Ah, just like you shot your sperm into my cunt. Ah, Oliver shot his miracle juice into the cave so his mommy could swim up towards him. Oh, the exhausted, messy, wet meerkat mother and son were finally united. And they hugged and kissed because they were so fucking happy to have each other. And they lived happily ever after. Now put your head on Mommy's huge stuffed tits and close your eyes. Shh. Hush, little boy.